Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs, and this Saturday, of course, is Valentine's Day, the day in which men are shamed into buying expensive flowers and chocolates and whatever else our spouses or significant others can get us to buy. But today, I'm going to find a way to be Prince Charming without forking over a king's ransom. I'm joined by Michelle Betchen. She is the host and creator of the Be Original series on the DIY Network and HDTV, and she's on the line now. Hello, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So, traditionally, chocolates and flowers, they mark them up. They know guys need to buy them, and you could wind up spending $50, $100, $150 bucks just to prove something that should already be known by your significant other. How do you get away with a great Valentine's Day not spending a lot of money?
Well, you know what? I think the flowers, they're great, but they're boring. I mean, because anybody can do that. And regardless of the holiday, whether it's Valentine's Day, I think, you know, it's always fun to try to do something unexpected. Sometimes really people overlook the most obvious gift idea, and that's the gift of a heart. And what I mean by that is really, you know, create a heart for her out of whatever material you're comfortable with working with, whether it's wood, paper, clay, even aluminum screen. You can go outside and grab some willow branches, some metal or fabric, and really do it up in a thoughtful, imaginative way. And, you know, the cool thing about that is you could start this heart collection for your significant other. That way you've already eliminated the stress out of having to figure out what you're going to do every year for Valentine's Day. And at the end, you really have a cool collection year after year.
I love that idea. The one thing I worry about, though, is how good does your craftsmanship have to be? Because, you know, I can imagine going out and bending some reeds into a heart shape or something like that, and she just looking at me like, okay, you're really giving me this instead of...
I think it'll be the complete opposite. You know, I know it is, because you've actually made this yourself, and to me, that makes it even cooler and more interesting and more thoughtful than something that you actually bought in the store that's been mass-produced.
Something I used to do when I was little was I never went out and bought a card. I always made my card, and it was the same process. You go into the construction paper, you bend the paper in half, and then you cut out the heart and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, that's pretty much the only skill I've learned in terms of making hearts. Is it still okay, now that I'm in my 30s, to be still cutting hearts out of construction paper? Or should there be, is there a better technique I should be employing at this stage in life?
I think you can take it up a notch. And I think the biggest thing to, you know, keep it from looking like it's from little kid or something you used to do is stay away from the construction paper. Look for some interesting papers like some vellums, or they've got awesome decorative papers, or there's even cool office papers out there, even a piece of cardboard. And then, you know, rely on your computer. It's a great resource for a design, for, you know, if you need to research a cool message or a quote, laying out your text. There's lots of free downloads that are available. And, you know, one of the best things you can do when you're making a card for somebody is use photos that you've taken that include you and your significant other or what have you, because nothing really personalizes a card better than that. And then it's something that they can also put in a frame and maybe hang it as a piece of artwork or just a photo display.
And in terms of baking something, though, because I've always seen, okay, well, I'm not going to go out and maybe buy a whole box of Godiva chocolates or something that's really expensive, but maybe I can bake something like cookies or a cake or something like that. That always seems like a good idea in theory, but then once I start getting in the oven, things start to explode, and I'm worrying that if it comes out bad, that's going to send the wrong message. What's something you can make that you can cook or bake that's relatively easy and relatively simple to do and won't fail you?
Okay, I have a couple of things. One of them is, which is a wow thing, and it is so easy to do, is to create your own chocolate bowls. And they are as easy as melting some chocolate, cutting out a little 8-inch circle of parchment paper, and puddle your chocolate on that, and then drape that over a drinking glass or a bowl that you've placed upside down, and then place that in the freezer, and you've created a bowl. And then you can serve chocolate, or you can serve fruits or ice cream in it. They're very easy to create. And then you can have some fun, you know, maybe melt down some white or dark chocolate, swirl it together, and then you're really cool.
Wow, I like that.
But they're very easy. I mean, it's just a matter of melting down chocolate. You can do that in the microwave, or, you know, put a pot, you know, obviously you have to use a double boiler so that you don't scorch the chocolate, but it's very simple to do. I think another thing is you really can't go wrong with cupcakes. and, you know, using a box mix. They have great box mixes out there. Make a really cool assortment of cupcakes that you've frosted and then topped off with something special, heart-shaped candy, a special message, or, you know, something you've created yourself that you've stuck in there on the top of a toothpick.
There's another thing, too, that with Valentine's Day, it seems like it's always just the guy going out and doing stuff for, you know, the woman or something, or, you know, one partner doing something for the other. But in this day and age, it seems like both people should maybe be participating and sharing and doing stuff together. Is there a project that you can do together that will say, hey, this is romantic and fun, and it's something that I've thought about and still a gift, even though we're doing it together?
I think that there's a fun one is to recreate your very first date. And if you map out all the details and plan it out together, you know, even try to remember some of the things like what you were wearing and what you did that day to get ready, fun stuff like that. Map it out and then do it.
Oh, I like that. I like that idea.
Maybe you could even do something together where you try to celebrate Valentine's Day all year, where maybe you plan out 12 dates that you want to go on over the next year, and you each kind of write out what your dream date is. And it could be something as simple as going to some kind of a movie that she's not normally fond of, or, you know, and put your mix in there, put them in a basket, and then draw one out each month. That way you're kind of celebrating the holiday all year.
I like that, too, because that brings up another point, which is a lot of times I feel like Valentine's Day, you're kind of forced to be romantic. And what I always say is, well, I'm not going to go overboard today, because then that's just what everyone wants me to do. Maybe if I show you my commitment to being romantic throughout the year, that would be more meaningful.
Right. I think that's excellent. And, you know, it draws it out, because usually, you know, the holidays are such big expectations, and then it's over in a day, whereas this way you can do something that, you know, like I say, you're celebrating it all year round.
All right, now here's the last question, because inevitably this happens to me, which is I say, okay, we're not going to do anything huge, you know, we're just going to do something little romantic, each other. Let's not even get each other gifts. And then my wife comes in, and she's done something, and I'm sitting there empty-handed, and I'm like, oh, no. And then I run back into the bedroom, and I'm like, I've got to grab something. What's on those last-minute things you can do that's going to come off, and maybe with something even in your bedroom or something like that?
Okay. I think, you know, something, this is, you won't find these in the bedroom, but you could go grab a couple of your, wine glasses and paint something on them real quick, a special message, and then grab a bottle of wine. That's very thoughtful. You could go outside and grab a branch, and you know how when they people carve their initials and the heart and all that on the trees? You could actually take a branch, carve something in there really quick, wrap it up. That's a cool thing to set on top of a tabletop. And,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, something unique, and you're utilizing things that you have around the house.
Okay, so she hands me a little teddy bear. I go right to the closet, grab my little whittling knife, and bolt outdoors and say, hold on a second. I'm going to just be outside for like a little bit of time and pay no attention to the fact that I just brought a knife with me. I'm running outside.
Well, if you need to do one, you know, on the spot, you could, grab the key out of your pocket maybe and give her the key to your heart, put it on a chain, tell her something funny like that. Or you could run to the recycling bin and grab a jar, grab a pad of paper and a pen and say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to sit down and write the 20 or 50 things that I love about you. We're going to put them in a jar, then we're going to swap our jars, and you're going to read them out together.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be a fun one. That's easy.
Wow.
You can really do that one on the fly. You don't have to go outside and grab anything.
So just bolt to the recycling bin. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, why didn't I talk to you years ago when I've been in the doghouse?
You know, I think, like I said, you can't go wrong if you put a little bit of creative thought into it. It doesn't have to be something that takes you a lot of time. It doesn't have to be something that costs you any money. It's really that thought, and you've done something a little bit unique, unexpected, something maybe non-traditional. That goes, you know, over so well, regardless of who you're giving it to. And, you know, keep in mind what their interests are and what they like, and you really can't go wrong with that.
Well, thank you so much. Michelle Beshen is the host and creator of the Be Original series on the DIY Network and HDTV, and her new series, Be Organic, launches this June on Public TV.